Frank.
I definitely agree with what Ramsey said, and I'll hold my other general manager's comments to the other stat. But I don't see Quincy doing it proper, or not properly, but I don't. One thing I wouldn't see him picking me to be on there with him. So it would become what Brian had referred to, what happened last time, who would be on there, the fight for what would be. So I would encourage us to go with Andrea's original motion and to see what we could do. Try to be cordial, maybe have a report from each, the manager, the national board, the staff or station board representatives, which we would have to work out. But and then just try to keep a cordial conversation. Three reports, you know, brief reports, some call-ins. We don't have to devolve into an argument. And I think, as Andrea said, we're not the board we were before. I wasn't even on that board, I don't think. People are communicating, whether it's always great or not. We were working on being a better board, I believe. And I would assume go for Andrea's motion and not leave it up to Quincy just to give his report or pick who he sees fit to speak on the air and who he sees fit to not let speak on the air.
Andrea.
Yeah, I think there can be lots of different points of view, and people can look at the same thing quite differently, and that's positive. I think, you know, I keep going back to what I think is the mission of Pacifica, and it has to do with education, and it has to do with diversity of perspectives and viewpoints, and I would love it if we could develop that culture a little more, and that it doesn't have to be a fight, but it can be a robust debate or conversation or whatever. You know, I think as a school teacher, sometimes I make the mistake of assuming, like I stand in front of a classroom, and sometimes I assume that the kids know what this word means. And so I'm busy giving my lesson, but I didn't front load. I didn't give them the basic skills that they needed to be able to understand what I was pitching at them. And sometimes I hear on KPFA radio, it sounds like a family having a conversation, you know, that involves a lot of family history. And really, if you're not part of the family, you don't really know what's going on. For example, the word Pacifica. If I'm just cruising on my dial and y'all is talking about Pacifica, I don't know what a Pacifica is. Oh, it's a network? It's a what? I don't get it. I would love to have our PNB representatives in that conversation, and that's why I don't agree with the motion that Brian put forward. Because I think what we have to look, what I'm asking for, is these report backs to the listeners to be something that cultivates and educates our listener base so that they more deeply understand the mission of KPFA and Pacifica, right? So it's an educational opportunity. So I guess for me, my motion doesn't specify that all four PMB reps have to be, you know, given equal time and be present. It says PMB reps, you know, as many or as few, but somebody there to help the listenership understand what's coming down the pike. How do we relate to all these other stations? When they talk about a Pacifica archive, when they talk about these affiliates and all this kind of stuff, what are they really talking about? So I hope we won't deny our listeners the benefit of that, of bringing them along and letting the PMB reps do that. And again, you know, it might be wise to have the CAB come on there at various points and talk about what they're up to. But to get these different pieces of KPFA, the different organizational elements of the institution to be in the same place in the same time, or maybe at different programs feature different ones. But don't leave the PMB out of it. Don't leave the PMB out of it, because it makes people think that KPFA is all there is, and it's not, as we well know.
Donald?
I'm going to pass.
David?
I'm opposed to both of these motions. I think that we need to go back to the drawing board on this. I remember there was a report from the listener, which was a regular feature of Andrew Phillips, and which was very good because of his own personality, and I mean it was good radio, I thought. And I think we should go back to the drawing board, defeat both these motions, and come up with a better.
Barb.
I call the question.
Okay, so we've got the question on Andrea's No. I'm Brian's substitute. All those in favor of the motion? Are we calling the question? Nobody was objecting until you did. Okay, are we calling the question? Could the people nod? Yes, okay, we're calling the question, Craig. And we've been asked for a roll call vote. Now, what we have is an original motion and a substitute motion. Ready, Mal? The original motion is, in months with no meetings, there will be a report to the listeners show, including report back from general manager, PNB representatives, and staff representatives, and call-in time for the public. Got that? The substitute motion is, which the LSB does not meet, KPFA's general manager shall deliver an on-the-air report to the listener with call-in message that may involve other board and staff members as he sees fit. I think that. So we are voting on Brian's substitute motion, the second thing I read, and with a roll call vote.
Brian's substitute motion. Okay. Well, Alderson, I'm going to pass for now. Bernstein?
Yes.
Bernstein, yes. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert, yes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes, yes. Gans?
Yes.
Gans, yes. Goldmacher?
Yes.
Goldmacher, yes. Goen, not here. Hernandez?
Yes.
Hernandez, yes. Johnson?
No.
Johnson, no. Coburn?
No.
Coburn, no. Kurzweil?
Gone.
Kurzweil is gone. Okay. Landau?
Yes.
Landau, yes. Moore? Moore not here. Morgan?
No.
Morgan, no. Pritchett?
No.
Pritchett, no. Sawyer?
Not here.
Sawyer not here. Sterling?
No.
Sterling, no. Tanaka?
No.
Tanaka, no. Tao Nichols?
No.
Tao Nichols, no. Travis?
Yes.
Travis, yes. Welsh?
No.
Welsh, no. Whipperman? Whipperman abstain. White?
No.
White?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, White, yes. Wilkinson?
Wilkinson, I abstain.
She'll pass and come back to you? I'm sorry, abstain?
Yes.
Wilkinson abstains. Withers?
Yes.
Withers, yes. Alderson, I guess I will vote yes. And Sawyer, did you want to? Okay. Okay.
Do you want this? Do you want an all-in vote?
Yes.
Okay. On to this original motion is that we have, unless we're coming in, there will be a report to the listeners and being report back to the general manager, PMB representative, and staff representative, and call in time for the public. Brian's substitute is in months, which the LSU does not need. Staff meetings, general manager shall deliver an on-air report to the listeners with call ins that may involve other board and staff members.
This is the
original.
Okay, Sawyer votes yes. Okay. So that's 12 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. And that's to accept it as the substitute motion.
All right, now do we vote on that or is that done? So this is now voted on as the motion, correct?
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please, are we going to do, raise your hands. Brian's, the motion now, which is Brian's motion, raise your hands. Brian, are you voting? Okay. Oh, he's going to vote with
hands up, please. That's 11 yes.
Noes. 1, 2, 6
no.
Abstentions.
1 abstention.
You're killing me.
Okay. All right. Where am I? Who am I? Okay. Can we move on, please? No. Okay. Okay. We had another thing. We had Mark. We had Frank, Mark, Margie, Ramses, or Ramses Margie. Frank, Mark, Ramses, Margie, Burton. Okay, I don't either. You must have been waving a fly, you know. Okay, Frank.
Okay, welcome back. I feel like I'm doing the Clint Eastwood thing, talking to the empty chair. But so Quincy's general manager report, and on part of it, he reported the good news that after the conclusion of the fund drive, they did the soft sell pitch once an hour. And we raised some money, and he feels like we raised the money, and he's, oh, let me just read it. We asked listeners to fill in the gap with the end-of-the-year donation. They received an enthusiastic response, totaled nearly $93,000. On New Year's Eve alone, only even $38,000 on New Year's Eve alone. And it wasn't a surprise. We sensed our listenership that this was payback for a job well done about covering the Black Lives Matter movement. And I was wondering in the past, why not? Does this apply to the block the boat thing? Did we not get payback for that? Why not does this apply for the March for Real Climate Leadership that I'm fighting for right now? So that's the thing I would put to that. What we get back from covering these actions live and being there is payback in the end when it matters. And so that's why I still encourage you all to write a letter to Quincy and Laura about putting that broadcast on. I agree with what Ramsey said about the engines and all the engines that run. Besides the great point that Ramsey made about some of the stuff that he did say, some of the stuff that he didn't say was, where's all the volunteer engine? Where's all the unpaid staff engine? Where's the paid staff engine? You know, he left a lot out of also what he did put in that is, you know, what Ramsey says is inappropriate in some cases. I'm curious to what a furlough means to people at KPFA. Does that mean that someone won't come in and do something because they're not getting paid that day? That's what I'm curious about. What would a furlough look like at KPFA for someone that doesn't get paid? Does that mean that their show don't go on either? So I'm curious to furlough day at KPFA. I lost my little place here, but it's something to do with the union agreement or contract. I'm curious if management's allowed to vote in that, and I'm only saying that because I know there's some disagreement among people at KPFA to who's actually management decision makers and who actually gets to negotiate and make union deals. So I'm curious if management votes and who is considered management in departments at KPFA. The phone room, one thing, bring back the food. I think that'll help people be there for long hours when they could sit there and they stay a long day and food comes. My understanding, people can correct me if I'm wrong, is that it seemed to be a hassle for people in the phone room getting the food picked up, making the arrangements. I would argue that people are being paid for that position and the people that are volunteering could use some food. I don't think it's such a big deal to bring the food back. It might help. A lot of what I've heard was there wasn't enough outreach to get the volunteers back. So let's get a lot more outreach and get that phone room pumping again. And another thing, personally, what I'm feeling is that the rollover is great, but it gives a lot of comfort to the people that are operating the phone room not to really care if the phone room is filled, because they can fall back on that. Oh, it doesn't matter if I got three or four people sitting here or a whole room full, because the rollover will pick it up. So I would just encourage a lot more outreach, a little more enthusiasm to get people in there, you know, and to actually not use the rollover as much as possible and not, like, have that comfort that, you know, it's great that it's there, but let's not rely on it and just be like, oh, the phone room is not full, don't worry about it, we got rollover. The computer thing, I understand that was a thing of safety issues with credit card numbers. Maybe a little training in the off-season of fund drives for some people that can use the computers. You know, let's get a little solid on using those. And one more thing I'd mentioned about the phone room and the food and the rollover comfort is saying, I don't know, but I think if someone paid to organize the phone room and the phone room volunteers, we have paid people that do stuff like that. So I'm just hoping that we could manage to get that phone room filled. Last couple things. He also said in the he had another little section in his report, Quincy, about local protest coverage and how great it was.
30 seconds.
I didn't know we were. This is not a time thing. I thought this was something for the general manager. I'm almost done.
We talk 3 minutes.
I didn't think there was a time limit on issues with the general manager.
Well,
there wasn't before. Anyways, so
yes,
he says about the great coverage of the Black Lives Matter movement again and how the great response covering important things in real time. I would again argue the March for Real Climate Leadership. And I actually really like the Pass It On thing that's coming up. So I really appreciate the Pass It On movement. And that's all I got. Thank you for your extra 30 seconds.
Okay, then we have, who did I say? Ramses.
Yeah, I'd just like to see if maybe we as officers or other folks who are connected to Quincy regularly can bring up some of the comments, you know, made here today. I mean, I wish he had been here today, but he was not here, which is fine, you know, I don't expect them to be at every single meeting. But, you know, I feel a little disappointed, you know, again, from the comments I made earlier, the language that I found in here, because I feel like it's taken us back to a relationship that I, when I first got on this board and started paying attention more to KPFA and the internal stuff, was really, I think, can be really damaging, right? Like, it's kind of like sense of, like, internal battle and staff and board and listeners and management. And we all know, and comments have been made, and, you know, and Quincy and other GMs have made these comments that overall doesn't help us, you know, in our fundraising and in the organization as a whole. So, you know, and I've shared this with others, one of my roles here is to help figure out, you know, how do we shift gears and get out of that, right? And whatever path we gotta take, but I think that's something we do collectively as a station, right? So, it'd be great to see, you know, not just a little piece of language change, you know, but, you know, with Quincy, just some kind of, like, understanding with some of us about, you know, our relationship with each other. Because I would love for this to not, you know, be a repeat, you know, which is something I struggled with the previous GMs, you know, feeling like, what is the disconnect here, right? Let us be the board. Whatever we do, that's our autonomy as the board. We were elected by the listeners, you know, this is why we're here, right? Management, I think, has a role parallel or, you know, in, on the side with us, a very important role. But when we start trying to, like, you know, either micromanage or tell the other side, you know, what we think their role should be instead of, you know, that's just doesn't help out anymore. So, and obviously, in my mind, I can think of, like, a dozen things that I hear about, you know, monthly from folks really connected to the station, staff, unpaid staff, volunteers, listeners, like, tremendous amount of issues that they feel like KPFA needs to fix or do, right? And that's not in this report, right? You know, and it's not an expectation of me on the board and as a listener for Quincy to have that in this report either, right? Because I know he's got a million other things to deal with, but, you know, we can all play this game of, like, assuming what everybody should be doing, right? So I'm just hoping we instead get to a place where we're trying to work better together in a bit more positive framework than potentially going back to where we've been before, which is really damaging.
Margie.
I agree with Ramses, and I was going to suggest, I'm not going to make a motion, but I would like to suggest that if possible, the officers of this LSB try and have a meeting with Quincy on a regular basis to do the kinds of things that Ramses was just talking about, and to exchange ideas and information. You know, it's hard. He's not here today, and I don't expect him to listen to the tape of this meeting, but I would like someone to communicate to him the kinds of things that were raised in this discussion. And so that was going to be my suggestion. The other thing was I wanted to talk about the issue that he raised about the internal discord. And I wanted to tell people that twice this week I've been contacted by people who were seeking donations for either for a specific station or for Pacifica, who approached people who then went and listened to the recording of a PMB meeting online. And one of them had committed to a very substantial amount of money, and after he listened to the PMB meeting, he cut it in half, and the other person declined to give any money at all. And so it's very difficult, I don't know that anyone here can do anything about it, but if there's anything that people can do to try and discourage the level of discord at those meetings, it actually would make a difference in fundraising, I think.
Burton, Janet, Donald.
Frank. I don't know that it's on.
I lied. I've been sitting here going back and forth between dropping my request to speak and censoring myself. But one of the facts that we must face is that there is internal discord, and it hurts us. And I've heard it come up in this discussion with people saying, instead of doing it the way the manager that we've chosen wants to do it, we should do it as A, B, C, D, E, and F. We have one manager, and I think that if people have suggestions to make about the station, they should direct it to the manager. I found a lot of things in the report that I wanted to applaud. But rather than going through that, I looked at something that distressed me very much, and that is we're going to start another damn fund drive in a couple of days, and I'm depressed. But I'm going to do something that I hope will turn us on to being one of the obligations of the board. And I want to be selfish and remind people that I come in from Oregon at my expense. But I'm going to start a fund for me of $500, and I'm going to challenge members of the board. I'm going to do this not today, but I'm going to do it by email to join me in supplementing that pledge, my $500, and making it grow so that we have a huge amount to start this next fund drive as a challenge. Let's begin to be supportive. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I think I have Janet, Donald, and Frank.
Thank you. So two things. On page one, he says on New Year's Eve alone, $38,000 was donated online. So I don't know how many people donate. It's the last day of the year to be able to make tax-deductible contributions. I'd like a comparison between that 2014 and 2013. You know, what happened on New Year's, you know, how much money came in on New Year's Eve. Just curious. Not right now, but at some point. The other thing has to do with, on page two, he refers to a PNB resolution, and that resolution passed the PNB on January 8th. This was the approval of the KPFA budget. This is was the PNB's approval of the KPFA budget with provisos. And so I don't know when this was written, but when he says to accomplish this goal and if such a plan is executed by the PNB, I don't understand what that means. To me, it has been. So maybe Margie might address it, but it has to be executed. So I don't know what the if is. So I.
Okay, Donald.
Okay, this is. Well, Burton partly jumped what I was going to say, which is one of the points that Quincy has made in here that every previous manager that I've heard attended as part of my time on this LSB, serving time. Every manager has said one of the central responsibilities of this local station board is to raise money, to act like every other nonprofit board does. The members of nonprofit boards are chosen, not least, for their ability to bring in funds to that nonprofit. We don't do that. We flap our gums a lot, but we don't do it. Some of us are doing it, and I will count myself among them, of reaching out to people to write significant checks to KPFA. But we don't, as a board, publicly say we're going to do that, that each of us is going to go out and talk to 5 or 10 friends and raise a minimum of X number of dollars per pledge drive. If we demonstrated that willingness and that ability, that would certainly help the morale at the station and help Quincy believe that he's got a board that's behind him rather than nitpicking him. This guy's been on the job for 6 months. I think he's doing an incredible job, number one. I think this board has a history, going back before my time, of going after managers within 3, 6, 9, 12 months of nitpicking them to death until they're gone. And I hope to God we don't do that with Quincy, because he's the kind of general manager we want across this network. And Margie added, you know, of confirmation of his point number one, engine number one, our listener support system, a generous major donors base, has now turned their backs to us. And I can confirm that from my own reaching out to people. They will not give to KPFA because of what they perceive to be the ongoing chaos and to Pacifica. And again, all you need to do is listen to the Pacifica National Board meetings. And, you know, it's a circus.
Frank.
I agree with what you just said. We need to do some fundraising on here. And I do understand that some people are reaching out. In fact, Carol Wolfley from CAB and some other, myself trying to help a little bit, and some other apprentices are working on putting together a concert to raise funds, a punk show, a local punk show. So we'll see how that pans out. But again, I want to touch on what Quincy said about the community activism, because I feel it's so important. And I would really hope that Quincy would see how much a difference that it did make when we did cover those issues in a timely manner, a live, real-time happening. And it's so important. That's why I'm hoping that we can convince him as a local station board to continue this coverage. And with a proposal I put forward to cover the March for Rural Climate Leadership. And one thing I didn't get a chance to mention in my last thing was that I had received some pretty angry emails from the program director demanding an apology for meeting with activists for an unauthorized broadcast, you know, trying to make plans to do a broadcast, to fill out the one-time paperwork. And a public email went out to some of the activists, including the people I was trying to organize with, demanding an apology to them for having an unauthorized meeting for a broadcast that has not yet been approved by management. So, you know, what he writes in his report is great, but I'm asking him to follow through. I'm asking you, if you listen, Q, to follow through with some of those words and continue the great payback that you write in your report that we got. You know, it's not all fundraising, which is very important, but it's friend raising too. I think we made that clear in the Goldbuster era, whatever. We can make more friends, which in turn will bring more money. And I feel that it's very important to cover this climate rally when we're going to be airing, I don't know what program we're going to air on that day. It's the Blues by the Bay, which I happen to love, or Tom Mazzolini. My proposal was only for an hour and a half of that day, and the numbers show that it is 0.3% of an income that day. So I'm encouraging us as an LSB to hold Quincy accountable to what he says in his report about covering these things. And I have wrote a letter to activists asking them to send emails to Quincy and to Laura. I have a copy of it here if anybody cares to read it. I asked Craig, although it was rather late, to send out a copy.
30 seconds.
To send out a copy to the LSB. And there's a couple of links on there to part of those angry emails. I'd encourage you to see what they said to me for trying to organize this. So follow that link in the email. Read the angry email I got and just consider if that's what we want to be, you know, doing to people that are volunteering time to help do something I believe is something good for KPFA. And I think I do have some support amongst you and the LSB and the community that these live
time.
Events that we're doing are important to KPFA, and they should continue.
Lewis passes. Mal. Pass Mal a mic, please.
I'm a little rusty here today, but let me say that for those of you who believe in democracy, in relationship to Pacifica, you elect boards, and that isn't the way to get boards to raise money. Most nonprofit boards are made up of appointed people, appointed in large measure because they can raise money. We simply don't do that, and you shouldn't expect the boards that we elect by popular vote to be fundraisers. It just doesn't work that way. The only other thing I want to say is we've got a manager. Let him manage.
Lewis wants to take his time. Go ahead, Lewis.
This is addressed to the Secretary. Just recently, I believe we passed a resolution and all agreed to contribute to this fund. And I'd like to know the state of that and who contributed and who didn't. I don't mean that. I mean, who has contributed in the positive sense and what do we need to do to complete that resolution that we made. Agreement that we made to do it, to carry that out. That would be a start in terms of fundraising for this board. And I think there's levels of fundraising we can all do, and collectively we can raise money, whether we're the kind of board that has been described previously here.
I think that we did that for the for a drive in September, I believe. And I think there was a report. I don't think we have it at hand, but somebody can share it with you at some point. Next on the list is Barb.
Well, I just want to address the business of coverage of this climate rally march. I feel that there's something not clear about the way we're talking about this, or you're talking about it, because what I see Quincy praising was the way that it was done last time, which was regular programming went on, but it was interrupted by periodic reports from people who are out in the field. Well, I heard that, and I think what he's objecting to is the request to have nothing but the broadcasting the march and rally and whatever. And I thought that the programming that went on before, where we had periodic reports interrupting other shows, was great. And there was not any all-day...
Margie, I am...
Even if there was, I think it is not good radio, as I agree with Quincy on that. Okay. And I think that the periodic reports are great. I think they worked out wonderfully. That's all
I've got to say. I think Don is next. Janet.
I'm just curious, Frank, about two things.
Frank has spoken twice. Are you asking him to speak again?
No, I'm not asking. I'm just going to put two questions to him. He can respond or not respond.
Okay.
Number one, before you went out and talked to activists, did you go to Quincy and Laura and say you'd like to propose that this be covered?
Yes.
And that was denied, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering why you've chosen the LSB as a platform to deal with your internal disagreement with management rather than deal with it within the station. Because I think if we're talking about being disruptive again and discord, this is a very good example.
I was just hoping for support from the LSB. That was all.
Okay. I think we have Janet.
Well, just to add, I mean, this local protest coverage, I mean, the one with Block the Boat on September 16th, I think it was, I can't remember, was a block of time during the day, the morning, and then there were periodic reports. And so this is another block of time type programming. And there are others that, you know, like the Democratic, convention or whatever, the State of the Union, there are special programs with blocks of time. And so why would, and that's not even local, so why would that be okay? And you know, I'm kind of addressing this to Barbara, but and what Frank is proposing, not okay.
All right. I'm hoping we've exhausted this and that we're ready to move on to the treasurer's report. Shall we take a break or shall we just move? Let's move. Okay. Barbara, treasurer's report. Here you
are. No break. I'm sorry. Oh, geez. Well, as you all can see, the treasurer's report finally arrived, and our intrepid business manager is going to give the report. She's much more familiar with it than I am at this point. But I just want to say a couple of words while she's passing it out. And that is, just let me do this first. I was in the office with her for a couple of days, not all day, but, and I, there were times where she thought she was just about done. Oh, it won't take long. We've got everything put in now. And I just wish people could have a picture or understand how, what odds it is she's working against, because there is a software system in use by most of the stations. It turns out not one of them. One of them is not using it. It is complicated. It has been troublesome for a long time. There's a related reporting that can be used to assist the person producing these reports and getting them in the financial shape that you see here. But in fact, it has been only used once in a while without consistency, and not really available to our business manager as freely as it is now. And so this was one of the first times that she used this thing called an FX report, which, FRX report, which is supposed to be a great assister. And at the point where we thought it was done, we could see that, in fact, there are problems with this thing also, which was supposed to help straighten out everything. So I just can't tell you how much I admire Maria's persistence. The records in that office are in very good shape. She's really dedicating herself to us with this. And it's I hope we will get to the point where it's not always going to be traumatic every time we have a financial report and have to say this is preliminary. And but anyway, I'm going to let Maria talk about this. Here we go.
Hello. And sorry, yes, I think what Barbara's trying to say is that this is a very manual. I think what she's trying to say is that this is a very manual system, and it's not pleasant to deal with, because any one change means you have to go back in manually and change everything again. And yes, we had a little issue with the FRX report. Something told me to double check it, and I did. And actually, we came up with a lot more surplus today than we did yesterday. So, pardon me? So I do want to just say something, and I'll be honest, I mean, you might even feel that they're still warm because I took them off the copier and walked right over. So I know what's in here, but I haven't analyzed it in comparison to our funds in the bank. The problem with the funds in the bank is that we were way behind on payments in previous months, so, you know, even though we're getting money in, we're still paying from past due payments. And when I say past due, I'm just talking about a few months, two to three months at most. We're not in WBAI mode at KPFA, thank God. Anyway, we did do very well in between our fund drive and then the after fund drive mail or pledges and income coming in. And I do want to let you know that that $534,000 does also include money that did come in a little bit into January, but it is from the December money. So the, pardon me? I'm sorry again. It's line 8, R8, $535,000. that is a lot of money that comes in from people donating for year-end for their tax breaks and such. We were lucky enough to receive one check of $43,724 in December. So that's in there. We did very well in the website, as you can see. We are still low on our major donors, and that's one of our biggest problems. And that is where our cash flow, if it weren't for that $43,000, you would see that, you know, pretty much we haven't even met our goal. It's the problem we have with not having a development director. When I created this budget, not having a development director is a big, you know, problem, because I have no idea what money is coming in or when, you know, how much, when, where, from where. So it's basically the best guess based on history. But so we are still down on major donors. Community events, I mean, they're just right on target. Car donations is a little bit low. And the crafts fair is a little bit low, but we did get money in the previous year. So let's see. So I don't know if there's any questions on revenue before I move on. Okay.
No, it's on. Okay. I do want to look at this several items here. Line 11.
Mm-hmm.
And line 15.
Okay.
Okay. So you're saying your budget assumptions here are based on previous history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in reality, that's really a hope and a prayer, right? And maybe that should not be part of the actual budget in the future, because then it gives us a false sense of optimism,
mm-hmm,
that money's coming in. And I think the same is true with car donations. That we can't assume that we're going to keep getting both major donations and bequests and cars donated as a routine monthly item, because it's hit and miss, right, in reality, right? And as you said, one major check came in, fortunately, which bailed out that line. But I don't think in the future that kind of budget assumption should be baked in. Mm-hmm. Just my word of advice.
Well, to answer that, basically, any line between 9 and 15 is based on the same concept, because again, web income is just like line 11 and 12. It's people just go. The only reason it's a different line is because it comes in through the web as opposed through a check. But what I'm saying is that those are just what we call unsolicited donations. So as opposed to listener support is a solicited donation. We go on the radio and we ask people for money, and we know that historically we get 90% of our fund drive goals. So the other ones are kind of all the same. There's no
fundraising letters also.
Yes. Okay. So line 8 is going on the air. Fundraising letters, the mail campaigns, renewals, all of that kind of stuff. That's kind of a measured item.
So you're saying the website income is not a part of the pledge drives?
No.
So these are people just sporadically donating?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited, that's what we call it. Yeah.
Let's build that one up.
And actually, that's happening now with the new website. So,
Jose Luis, did you have something a question on expenses?
On revenue.
On revenue, I'm sorry. David, Mike for Jose Luis.
All right.
Was this report discussed with the general manager and done with him is my first question. The second one is that I am seeing on first page total revenues 29, we're over by $277,000, but yet in the general manager report and the PMB just passed, KPFA's budget with some contingencies of having $250,000 cut because we're not meeting goals, but I'm a little confused why we're over $277,000. But on the other hand, we have to cut $250,000.
Okay, well, to answer your question, no. Like I said, literally, I just got these copies off of the copier and walked over here. So Quincy has not seen these numbers. I literally was getting numbers from we have our database system called MEMSIS. That is where all of our money from listener support and donations and such get recorded. I was receiving numbers from our MEMSIS database manager up to yesterday evening, so Quincy did not see any of those numbers. And like I said, let me just say that from what I understand, the PNB passed that resolution based on October and November numbers, and we were waiting to see what December numbers would show. So it does show a lot better, you know, outlook than October, November alone. So, you know, Quincy was just basically, I believe, relaying the information that from the resolution for the PNB resolution. So, I don't know.
Why don't we go on with
expenses, okay.
Revenue. I wanted to say something about the website. There is money that comes in during fund drives on the website, but it isn't categorized here as website income. It's in with listener support because it's solicited. So the only way that we've been using website income in our financial statements is to identify money that comes in outside of on-air. But the website has income during our fund drives. It's just not put in this number. It's not put in account 5011.
Okay, but my question really is this website income a consequence of the pledge drives and coming in afterward, or is it just coming in afterward and not related to the pledge drives?
Not related.
Okay, well, that's great.
Let me just clarify real well. Okay, so our database manager is very diligent in the way he records revenue. During the fund drives, the website income that comes in is, like Barbara said, recorded into listener support. The website is just a vehicle of how the money comes in. So, and then like about 2 weeks after any money that comes in from the website, he continues to put into listener support because people, you know, again, just a vehicle. What he often does, or what he does, is if he looks to see if Don Goldmacher has an outstanding pledge, and if you paid through the website, he will put that to the outstanding pledge, which means it goes into listener support. What goes into website, again, unsolicited, meaning you do not owe a pledge, you've paid up, but you just want to give extra. So it's unsolicited, and it's along the same lines as major donor or regular donors.
Sure. So I just had a conversation with Chris Stelic about this, and he's the database website, whatever, that manager. What he says he does is that for exactly 2 weeks after a fund drive, he considers any website donations to be part of the fund drive income.
anything that comes in between that time and the start of the next fund drive, which is sometimes a very short period of time, he credits to web to unsolicited web donations. Okay, so is that clear? Okay.
Thank you. Brian and then David.
Do you know what our cash position is currently?
Yeah, currently with, let's see, we're probably about $110,000. I didn't have exact time to come in.
In the bank,
yeah.
And how many unpaid bills are you holding?
I don't have that number. We just input those yesterday as well, and I didn't have the time to take a look.
So I
have the cash flow still to do.
These numbers look great, and I had a sense that we made up some ground in December. I'm kind of surprised that we made up this much ground,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't square for me with our having unpaid bills and not enough money in the bank to pay payroll and benefits at the end of the month.
That that $100,000 actually is without – I've already paid benefits.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have payroll covered
yes.
at the end of
yes.
the month. Great. Are you sure that no money is getting double counted as listener support and something else? Because $534,000 in listener support is everything we made in the fund drive, everything we made through the website after the fund drive, and then a lot more.
It's what numbers I get from MEPSIS, and we compare it to what money goes into the bank.
And have you? If you haven't reconciled the month yet.
No, but okay. we've gone through and checked off to make sure. Because we look at the bank and then compare it to the MEPSIS reports, and if there's a difference, we go down to Chris and make him fix the difference or find the difference.
Okay, so yeah. you did
yes.
basically an aggregate reconciliation.
Exactly, like I do every month.
Mm-hmm. And you did it on all these lines separately, on listener support, web income, major donor donations.
Yes, because that comes in, that's all from MEPSIS.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. This is for fiscal year 2015, which I take it starts October 2014. Is that correct?
Yes.
So this is the first quarter of the fiscal year. So it says that total revenue is $277,000. And then on the next page, I know we're not supposed to talk about expenses, but I'm doing this for purposes of comparison. Pardon?
That's the
variance line. That's the whole
277 is the over.
Beyond what is budgeted.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that that's in the bank.
You see column U? You said the total revenue, and you said 277,000. That's the over the budgeted revenue.
Over the budgeted revenue. Okay. Okay, but now for purposes of comparison, you flip over. And it says total operating expenses for the quarter are $283,179 over what was budgeted, which means I take it. Pardon? Oh, line 42.
That's income.
Oh, excuse me. Operating expense was – the expenses were $5,000. 296
no.
over, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under.
Line 40.
That was under, but yes.
Yeah, so in other words, it was expenses were less than budgeted.
Right.
I see. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out how does this translate into money in the bank? In other words, money in the bank is where the rubber meets the road, right? Not these projections compared to budget items. So I wonder, and I understand that some items you might not collect right away, like some listener support might not come in right away, or somebody gives you a car and it takes time to sell it or whatever that is. There's got to be some kind of a war chest where you're collecting interest, am I right? But there's nothing listed here for interest. So I'm just trying to figure out how does this translate into money in the bank.
That's called a cash flow, and I did not have time to do that. This is a financial statement, and it just shows the position in revenue versus expenses, but not the cash flow, and I didn't have time to do that. I literally was here till 8:30 last night and had to leave, or else I was going to not have a relationship left. So then I came in this morning. I just didn't have the time to finish it all.
Although you did say 110.
We have about 110,000 in the bank and some, and still some bills to pay. But again, cash flow is, it's just like, if you get your IRS refund, but you haven't paid bills, you can't count on your IRS refund for the future. You have to pay your past due bills. And that's where we were in the beginning of this month. We were behind on bills. So our cash went to pay old bills.
I know it's hard to understand the difference between a financial statement and the cash flow kind of statement. Cash flow is reality today, what we got in the bank, what bills we're trying to pay. This is a picture of the plan we made for the year. And it shows how we're doing so far. And it does not necessarily, as Maria said, it doesn't show back bills that we're catching up on. Does that make it any easier to understand why this is not a cash flow report? It's a plan. It's the plan we made, and it gives us a picture of how we're doing in all these categories.
Okay, so page 2, the top part is a summary of the expenses of the multiple categories that are detailed down below. So it probably would just be better just to skip the summary right now and go further down below.
Okay. Use the microphone if you're
going to. Line 33 through 38.
Or through 40, yeah. Well, before we hit that, I just want to let you know that cash and capital, we budgeted so far.
So I am interested in the central services, which is on page 2. So you were going to skip to the next page?
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. So my question is, it was my understanding that KPFA had not paid all of its central services for November and December, yet this shows that it has. So I wanted to find out how, you know, about that.
It's the same thing with depreciation. There is a difference between financial statements and a cash flow. These are what our expenses are, our financial position. This is the same as depreciation.
We accrue it, whether we.
Yeah, we accrue it. There's something called accrual accounting, which means that, as with depreciation, you accrue it in the month that you supposedly used up that item, and it's the same thing with central services. KPFA is a little different in that. Our revenue is not accrued. That is on what we call a cash basis. But I don't want to confuse it. It's what our expenses are for central services. That's what gets booked. So let's see. Sorry. We haven't spent any money on any cash and capital. The EAS system, there's some delay that's happening. That's the emergency alert system. And we haven't spent the money for the new telephone system for the newsroom. So we continue to pay line 67. We have through, I think, June or July to pay that $5,200 a month. excuse me. Depreciation goes back in because it is not a cash item. And that brings us to the next. Let's see. Oh, that brings us to the $416,000 that shows as surplus as of right now.
That's column U, line 75. It's the same number she's got in the top left-hand corner of every page.
I can feel it, too. Okay, so in salaries, let's see. Oh, I am so sorry. My numbers are switched over there. We budgeted, wait a minute. I'm sorry. My number is wrong on column T. Again, this is on T80. My number is wrong. I was going to say we can't be that much over. Again, this is a very manual system. I change anything and my formulas change. So I apologize very much for that. But if we look at the month by month, we were a little over. We were a little under in personnel expenses in October, under in November, and we were over in December. And that was...
The summary numbers look...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The summary numbers look all screwy. Sorry.
The summary numbers on page 2 for personnel costs.
What do you say? Look...
Line 33 on page 2 has overall personnel costs, and it has the correct budget.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so my lines or columns T, U, and V in page 4, is it?
They're on page 3 also.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But on page 2, the difference is, if we go back to page 2, T33, those numbers are correct. So we are under budget on personnel expenses, under budget on board expenses. That's because we haven't had an election. We are over on administrative expenses, under on programming. We are over on development and under on community events. So overall, in our expenses, we are under budget by $5,300. And I apologize for not having the correct summary numbers on the detail, but if you look at them month by month, those are correct. It's just columns T, U, and V that are not correct.
You could substitute the line 33, columns T, U, V, for line 90, T, U, V, correct? No, I mean, these are the correct numbers that should be there. This line,
right.
33, should be the same numbers in line 90.
Right.
Okay.
May I have a question? And then Mark, you're showing it.
I would like to refer to line.
Turn your mic on.
Well, I'm not sure it matters. On line 67 in the over and short column, both M and P and S, it seems to me there's a problem there. You budgeted $5,200. You paid $5,200.
Oh, yes. You're right. It should be zero.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I see it now.
Margie. Okay, I'd like to ask if when Maria has an opportunity to correct this, if we could get
sure,
a corrected
sure.
copy. And my real question is, if at the beginning of this fiscal year we paid bills that were left over from the last fiscal year, how does that get worked out? Where does that go? I mean, we used this year's money to pay last year's bills. Anyway, that's my question. How does that get resolved in the accounting end of things?
It's only a cash flow item. So, again, any monies that we got in, so say we had, you know, a good fund drive in October. We got money coming in, and I was chomping at the bit just to get the money so I could pay the bills from the previous time. So any money that you have showing coming in October doesn't translate to that much money in the bank because our payables were high. I mean, kind of the same thing that National Office has, right? They have old bills. It doesn't.
There's a separate report called the Statement of Cash Flows.
Yes, and speaking of that statement, once you send us the, once this is corrected and you send this out to us, would you also send us the cash flow statement?
Yeah, won't be on Monday, but.
I know.
Well, okay. You're somewhat right, but yes.
Okay.
Jose Luis David.
This is regarding health benefits on line 87. I take it this number needs to be fixed too, or is this correct? We're paying $37,000 over in health benefits and was budgeted.
That number is not correct. Once again, look at M87, P87, and S87. Those show you the individual months. Right.
What's happening in that whole section is it's supposed to add 3 months of budget, and it's only adding the first 2 months of the budget to the budget column.
TVU 80 through 90.
Ignore them.
Are wrong. They're 80 through 90, TUV.
So we were $6,400 under budget in October, $5,300 over budget in November, and $981 under budget in December. So the individual months work out. The calculations are fine. It's when I went to add the third month, I forgot to fix those.
The figures for the quarter.
The quarter totals.
David.
I went through this budget, and I didn't find any entry. I may have missed it, but I didn't find any entry for mortgage expense. Does that mean that the station owns this building free
and
clear?
We own our building.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's falling apart, but... No.
Did you pay rent for the tower?
Yeah. No. The tower is also ours.
So, do we actually know what our accounts payable was at the end of the last fiscal year?
I do. I just don't have it on the, you know.
Ballpark? You don't want to say?
No, I don't remember. Okay. Do you remember, Brian? I don't remember.
Because that would tell us essentially where we are.
I think the cash flow in your budget showed $128,000 in overdue bills that you would catch up on in the first month of the fiscal year. I don't know if that was your full accounts payable.
It was at that time.
But that was just overdue, right?
Right.
So that wasn't all the AP on your balance sheet?
No. If everybody's ready to continue. I mean, the rest of it, administrative expenses, I don't know. Let's see. Telephone radio lines is over budget. Everything else is pretty much in line. And let's see, computer maintenance, we are under budget there. And
what line is
that? Oh, sorry, 127. Those numbers on TUV, columns TU and V, all work out. And let's see. If we move down to programming expense, we are, again, under budget there. Sometimes we're a little over on certain things and under on other things. Development expenses, we have bought, paid and bought for a lot of premium premiums. So we are over budget on that one. It is part of the development budget, yes. And fund drive expense, we are a little over. Over budget, yes. And then community events, again, like right on the mark. And Crafts Fair is under budget. So I don't know if anybody has any questions on any of those.
let me just, the website expense is number 150 on page whatever it is, 7 of 8.
Uh-huh.
are those expenses for the upgrading of the website?
Upgrading the website and maintaining the current website and, yeah, any website.
Okay, so, no, but I wanted to make sure it was inclusive of.
Yes, yes. It's, okay. We have one more payment left when it's delivered to us.
When it's delivered, yep. Right. Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Maria. Yes, let's give her a round of applause. Okay, let's see. Did we do the PNB report? That's next. I think we had it ahead on the agenda, but the report arrived and we did it as we originally had. My extreme apologies. PNB report. So we want to start with Margie and then the rest of you may chime in. You can go pee if you want. Okay, you want a break? Everybody want a break? Okay, break. 10 minutes.